David Cameron said his biggest priority in government was the NHS. He even said that the Conservatives would be the party of the NHS. But how are things shaping up? Well, there's a heck of a row going on down Westminster Way, and I'm joined now by the political correspondent for The Independent on Sunday, Matt Chorley. What exactly is going on generally before we look at specifically today's developments?
Well, there's been this huge row about Andrew Lansley's NHS reforms. He thinks that everybody knew what he was up to in opposition, and then after the coalition was formed, he brought out this radical shake-up of the NHS, getting rid of PCTs and SHAs and all sorts of other acronyms. And to start off with, the coalition seemed to be completely signed up to it, and now you've got the Lib Dems saying, actually, now they've looked at it in a bit more detail, they're not happy. And Andrew Lansley's big problem is doctors, nurses, health professionals aren't happy either.
Now, there's an interesting position, isn't there? Because, of course, traditionally, the Labour Party spent more money on the NHS than the previous Tory government. In fact, they tripled investments, and we now spend a little over £100 billion in each and every year. David Cameron promising to increase spending in real terms, but there's a bit of a debate, not just with the opposition, but with the Liberal Democrats as well, as to whether they are actually delivering.
Well, part of the problem is the amount that they're saying that they are increasing by is a fraction of a percent. But on top of that, you've got huge rising costs of just running the NHS as it is. We're all getting older, which means we all need more healthcare, there are more of us. And so the upshot of all that is, even with tiny increases in NHS spending, actually that's been completely outstripped by demand.
And indeed, of course, the efficiency savings. Well, that brings us on to one of the points that Mr. Lansley himself has gone on to in The Telegraph, the ageing population. Many of us are going to be living way above and beyond 85 years of age. And he says there's a looming crisis if we fail to take fairly radical action now.
Yeah, that's right. There's an element of this where Andrew Lansley sort of belatedly got round to finding a way of selling his NHS reforms. If he'd have been talking 12 months ago about how the NHS wasn't structured properly and the huge costs that were coming down the road, then maybe people would have started to sign up to it. I think the reason it sort of caused a bit of a shock, this intervention from Lansley now, is because it feels like it's slightly come out of nowhere. But in a way, what he's saying is the NHS, as it's structured at the moment, cannot cope with the rising demand, which will mean thousands of pounds a second, was the phrase that he used, being spent in future.
Do you not see this as a little bit of a U-turn, a little bit of conditioning? Because, of course, rather embarrassingly for the Secretary of State for Health, the Prime Minister personally, nagged by his deputy, Nick Clegg, has taken control of this. And almost maybe the suggestion is many of the reforms that Lansley himself would like are being vetoed by the Prime Minister. And let's point out, of course, it's not really his department.
That's right. And there's the interesting thing about it is the health reforms had two problems with them. One was the actual bill and the legislation, and the policy geeks could get stuck into it and say there are unintended consequences here and this doesn't quite match up and what's going to happen with that particular area of health policy. But separate to that, there quite quickly became a public perception that this was privatisation by the back door, and addressing all of the problems with the bill don't address the privatisation by the back door allegation, and the way, in a way, this sort of re-toxifies the Tory brand as being anti-NHS. And so there's a sort of dual operation underway at the moment, partly to tidy up the bill and to keep the health professionals on side, but addressing the public perception of privatisation is a much bigger problem.
Do you think, lastly, that Andrew Lansley can and will survive?
I think he probably will. A number 10 operation swung into action 2 or 3 weeks ago when they sent a special advisor and a civil servant press officer to the Department of Health to bolster him, to swing him behind the selling the policies.
And telling him what to say.
Telling him what to say. Well, telling him to start saying anything was frightening, because there was a real sense that the more problem his reforms got him, the less anybody saw of Andrew Lansley. He's not a great communicator. He'd admit himself he didn't come into politics to be a communicator. His big thing is he wants to sort out the NHS. And David Cameron is inclined to keep people who know their subject area in post. Having endless reshuffles gave Tony Blair decent headlines for a day, but then you get a minister who takes 6 months to read into their subject, and then they want to tear up what the last person did anyway. Frankly, if Andrew Lansley has dreamt up this policy, he's got them into this mess, he should be the one that gets them out of it.
Well, fairly frank words there. He is The Independent on Sunday's political correspondent, Matt Chorley. Thanks for joining us on TalkSport.